Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to let two songs roll. It's coming off of the Real Nigga Etiquette, the album, the Onyx Tablet that will be coming with the book Real Nigga Etiquette. Okay? But we will be talking about Kicked Out of Heaven tonight. There's a lot of elements in society that's definitely pointing to it. So we're going to go in on that. But let's roll with it. Okay, here we go.
I be on my Jewish gangster. That means we meet through the bitch and discuss over paper. In the league of the majors, you don't brag about the capers. Niggas knee deep in the dirt and keep the mud up off our gators as I slither with snakes. Cause you cannot keep it real when you dealing with fakes. And you always wonder why there's no expression on my face. But I smile when the lawyers say they dropping the case. It's been a while, keep my assets up in the proper place. Put away for rainy days, rising grind for sun rays. Work as hard as I play, keep a back image far away as long as I can. Best believe that little pussy kryptonite to a man. Key secret is discipline, and that's why I stand. And I always got to fly for whatever demand. It's in my DNA strain. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas used to run up in the bank, take everybody hostage. Fuck a gun, hit her with a bit of pop a white collar. Niggas wanna be police with Crown Vixen and Polly. Nigga, catch me if you can, I'ma get the bread, man. Close deals and shake hands, I steal in cold land. You have planned to fail once you have failed to plan. I manage all my bills and my millions expand. Just fulfilling my dreams, even though seldom it seems. God will drop down from the clouds, sprinkle some things. Big ass fancy car, diamond chain and some rings. Unlimited account, it's so fitting for a king. But nobody foresees all the pain that it brings. Had to throw away my wife, can't see my babies. But you can't make me broke and take me for a joke. So look, swallow and choke at this book that spoke. I'll make a dollar off your ass before I let you go smoke. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Guys, open up your eyes and realize there's no more crime. Out of sight and out of mind, they're giving alphabet time. So the heaven I find is designed in dollar signs. The only stars in the sky. On this lonely road, you ain't gone as far as I. Nigga, key to your own, the Joker card is disguised. Gotta make the song cry, there's no tears in these eyes. People hide years with fear when you hear they lie. So keep an open ear with a filter that's wise. Nigga, don't say shit, keep your feelings inside. Two of the seven deadly sins is sloth and pride. But what about jealousy, ostracized like maladies, organized with OGs, well connected overseas. I live what I speak, what the fuck you telling me? I will hustle till I die, nigga, that niggas
is guaranteed.
Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about dope. Niggas ain't a rip, is it? A rip, is it? Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about dope. Yeah. Saga City. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, keep the black on my tent. Niggas talk about business cause it's rich as they want, but can't keep their eyes open after smoking a blunt. Real ones stay high, we got the heart for the hunt, got the brain for the game. So insane and profane, my lane, it won't change. Give that bitch some bow legs after snorting cocaine. Now she go to the strip club and get dough in both ways. I'm the wizard of the odds, it's my job to get paid. Use an image of facade, Instagram and a page. Where's a gram for my rage? Rather be standing on stage and have my hands on a gauge. Looking for the long play, smelling piss in hallways. I'll be balling one day, this is just a small phase. If you can't survive the plague, grunt like swine in your grave. Watch the dragon's wings spread as I'm leaving my cave. And I won't be coming back till they feel heat from the flame. Mr. Reed, my story, nigga, remember the name. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Pussy niggas think the dark side will leave you depressed. Living in reality will put some hair on your chest. The survival of the fittest, and I wish you your best. I'm just being myself, and niggas think I'm a test. Niggas running in a circle, they be rushing they death. When you find the stairway to heaven, start watching yourself. Cause you might fall back, and what do you call that? In alleys that's all black, I got a swing and I scratch for small stacks. That's between all the fleas and the rats, pit bulls and the cats, zombies smoking on crack. Have you ever seen a boss hog push a Cadillac? What's the point of this rap shit? I'm not getting no plaques. So when I speak upon wax, I'm releasing the secret that you need to attract. You can bear your own burden, I don't believe in no slack. This the black man's Bible and I'm just preaching the facts. I can at least give you that. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Yeah.
So here we go. Okay. We got 773 on the line. I'm going to let you in real quick.
Yo,
773. What's good?
How are you?
Chilling. Who is this? Do I know you?
Yeah, I talked to you like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. So... what's going on, man? You got any questions or anything?
Yeah. Could you go into the Merovingians?
The what?
Could you speak on the Merovingians?
The Merovingians?
Yeah.
And the what is this related to Kicked Out of Heaven?
Yeah.
The Merovingians is the empire after the Franks, right? I didn't go into that empire. I didn't explain that much about that empire inside Kicked Out of Heaven because it predates the time period I was going over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Franks and the Frank time period and the Merovingian time period is before the 700s. The predates them. And
okay.
And the Byzantine Empire also predates the time period I was going over. But due to a lot of the things that were going on when I picked up information at around 700, 800, they referred them a couple of times, so I had to bounce back and see what that was through, you know, a couple little statements. I didn't do no research on them. But those were the three empires in between, I guess, the fall of Rome and the reemergence of civilization through their little European side, you know. This area is all mixed in with also a lot of empire. There was a couple other empires that were going on at the same time. The Persian Empire was running, and you had the Turks were running, you know, and the Chinese had their empires going, and the Japanese and stuff. So, and you can find little traces of each one in each one, but like I said, I didn't do any research into those areas. But doing as much research as I've done, you'll be briefed about other stuff. So, yeah, but that's what it was going on. What I was going to say was correlated with this Dark Age, man. It's very important. Did you read the book?
Yeah, I started reading it.
Oh, so how far did you get in?
Just the first couple of chapters. I just started reading it today, actually.
Oh, for real? What chapter did you get into?
The fourth chapter.
Oh, so you read the weather section then?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you, did it turn your gut?
Yeah.
No, literally, I need a real honest answer. Did it, like, make you, like put down the paper and look at the air real quick and turn your gut real quick? Did it do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you got the first curl. Because, yo, I'm glad this is happening. I'm glad that happened. Because I got to tell you, man, You're about to learn. Your format of thinking is about to change, bro, a little bit, and it's gonna get way more mature. That's what's so crazy, because these experiences, bro, like that weather. Like, okay, tell me what you thought was the most dynamic element about that weather section, bro.
To me, it has been I mean the hailstorms.
The hailstorms. Okay. What do you think about that shit, bro?
I mean, how you have big ass 100 pounds?
Yeah.
That shit falling from the sky.
Bro, brother, have you ever heard anything documented like that about the weather, dog?
No.
Now, so this expands the brain on the intelligence of your environment. Now you understand that the planet that you live on, and it's wholeheartedly proven, is it not in the book?
Yeah, it's in the book.
No, I'm talking about the way you saw the graph, right, that I put up there that showed the time, that showed how the weather changed over time, how it went extremely to the little ice age, and then it skyrocketed to what they call the great warming. You saw that shit?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, bro, when I studied the shit, when I fell into the old Europe, okay, I'm like, something's fucked up here. Humans don't operate like this, and that's not what you're not going to tell me humans operate like this, because I've already studied tribes. I've read books on tribes, man. I've watched documentaries on several tribes, and we're talking about Africa, South America, Asia. I've looked at them. You dig what I'm saying? So
yeah.
when I look at old Europe, and I said, something's wrong, man. Something is wrong with their social. This isn't correct. The stars tell a nigga, they said, yo, you got to understand the weather. Go research the weather. And I said, phenomenal. I've never read, because me, myself, I've never read a historical book, bro, or a book about a culture or people that actually talked about the weather conditions and the environmental conditions that were in their immediate area. Even the books I've read on tribes, I've never done that. So it hit me. I said, okay, boom, I'm going to go do that. Man, I go research the shit. Voila, all this information falls out of the fucking sky. I'm like, fuck. And then when I start reading it, I'm like, yo, what is this shit talking about? 100-pound hailstone, 15-inch wide hailstones. And there was more than one report of that shit, wasn't it?
Yep.
And then the constant rain rained for 3 years straight with no sun. Did you read that part?
Yep.
Like, we speak in the words and we don't really feel what we're talking about because we just saying words, bro. But listen at me.
For real.
3 years with no sun and consistent rain. How do you eat, bro? The crops are fucked up. How are you surviving for 3 years, bro, in constant rain with no sun?
Mm.
When you gotta really sit and think about this shit for a minute, bro. You ain't never heard of no liquor freezing in 12 minutes. Remember that statement it said up in there?
Yes.
It said the wine would freeze in 12 minutes. If you put it outside, it was so cold outside. Okay, so it's really serious, man. And with that gut curling, bro, is I believe, as I always say, you know, the African American race is the youngest race. I believe that's a lot of information that we're missing. Is we don't have that data opened up in us that our Earth is really composed of this type of activity. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this type of death can't occur, bro. Like, okay, let me ask you. You just read 1,000 years of history, right? I want to cut that in half. 500 years of that weather. The activities that's mentioned when it says plagues and famines and all of that, can you compare it to anything else on the planet, bro? When it was talking about the dogs was running around with body parts in their mouths and the mothers had to sell their children and all that other shit, right? Do you know of any other historical period that had such conditions, man? Have you ever read of anything?
Hell no.
So what is... How do you feel if you was to compare it to the 500 years of slavery, bro?
Slavery and shit.
Can you compare it?
No.
No, seriously. Can you really? Why not? Elaborate for me. Why couldn't you compare it?
Because the weather really wasn't that fucked up. First of all, it was, I mean, you know.
What do you mean by that?
Like, you know, like, you, it wasn't no hail storms and all that. Like, it was just hot.
Yeah, it was just hot and working. Well,
hot.
I mean, you know, but yeah, so, I don't want to compare and contrast, to be honest, because a lot of those weather events is in a lot of scattered areas. But I've studied slavery, and my gut didn't curl like my gut is curled reading this stuff. And there's way more information coming from Volume 2. You know.
You're going to get into the Deep Magic in Volume 2, right?
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, y'all ain't ready for this shit. I'm going to tell you right now, bro. I'm gonna have a section. There's gonna be a section for aliens too in volume two. I'm gonna have a section on aliens and the medieval spaceship drawings. I'm gonna have all this shit. I'm gonna have, volume two is gonna have a lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff about the church, man. About the folklore. I'm gonna have pictures of tree gnomes up in that motherfucker, man. Yeah, man, I got some heavy stuff. Let me see here. When it comes to the magic, bro, the magic is based off of human sacrifice. And period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and there's no way around that. And it was done by the secular courts, and it was done by the ecclesiastical courts. They were done in different formats. It was done by the populace. And that's why this stuff is a real close chapter, man, because there's going to be a large section in there talking about, you know, the worshiping of the black man as the devil, you know, and kissing his ass, basically, is what they were doing. Okay, and I guess it would be a form of sexual orgy at the secret coven. The form of worshiping the devil is licking the black man's ass. And you might be laughing, thinking I'm full of shit, but I swear to God, I got at least about maybe 10 different references from 10 different books. And some of these books are very old. They're written, and that's what they state. Okay?
Okay.
That you got to lick the black man's ass to get riches. Yo. It's ill-matic, B. Yo, it's such a brain wrencher. It's such a brain wrencher, man. Yo, bro, I'm gonna tell you. And some of them say specifically the Ethiopian black man, bro. Some of them specifically say that, bro. So I don't know what's going down, man.
Man, that's crazy, man.
Yeah. I would give the word that it's called, but, you know, I just read some references talking about some court documents, talking about some witches they would dance around using some Jewish shit. They would go to the Jewish side of town and get the feces of the Jews and use it in their devil worship magic, and they mix it up with the baby fat. That what they would do, bro, they take babies and burn them and put the ashes in bread and then eat the bread, and then they take the ashes and they put it in mix it with the blood, and they mix it up with all types of shit, bro. Oh. And they mix it up with the Jewish shit, and then they dance around in the shit, bro.
Whoa.
And this is called the secret unjewing, and they fly. They fly to the woods and dance with the familiar.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious, bro. I got document after document after document talking about this shit. I got, bro, I'm telling you right now. I'm not making it up, B. I'm about to publish this shit. I'm telling you right now.
Man.
Yeah, bro. That's what's going. Hey, man. I didn't make it like that, bro. This stuff was going down before slavery. That's what's really so crazy about it. This stuff was going down from before slavery even started. Was even thought about. So, you know, that raises more questions, and that raises a different way to look at the whole slavery picture. But you got to understand, bro, I got, man, and what's so dangerous about it is that the small information I'm telling you, the authors that I'm getting this shit from, they say there's hundreds more of these cases. They say the court documents are filled with this shit for thousands of fucking years, man. 1,000 years. Solid. They got court document after court document after court document. And these niggas flying on broomsticks to the fucking, to the secret coven, and they licking on the black man's ass and asking for riches. And they getting the riches. And that's what's so crazy. It's like me. It's like, well, they got the riches now. So I don't know how to look at this shit no more, bro. There's a large reason why motherfuckers have left this area of history alone. I would tell you shit. I'd take you straight to the top.
For real, though.
Yeah, I'm serious, bro. I know why. Because a lot of it is so mind-wrenching. It's like, yo, is this shit for real? Did this shit really happen? But, man, I can pull it from so many different angles, and I can pull this information written in so many different languages. Dog, that's, nigga, it's here. It's here. And then what's really so crazy about it is that a lot of people are researching this time period and putting out works on it. But they're all politically correct college kids. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
They're not bringing none of this stuff that I'm bringing to the game. You know, like, you know, I'm up in here saying that the French fry blow. Did you get to the French fry blow?
No, I didn't.
Okay, did you get to the vagabonds?
The vagabonds? Yeah.
Did you get to the beggar section?
Yeah.
You got to the beggars and the vagabonds?
Yeah.
With all the different orders and shit. What did you think about that shit, bro?
That was really complex. all those orders for just, you know, everything has its own order, you know. That was complex to me.
Yeah, that was. The one where the girl, she flipped a cow's spleen inside out and wore it on her titty. And acted like she was a beggar. What about the first strippers, the stripper women, the first strippers who would lay on the side of the church and roll around butt naked asking for money? And then if you threw money to her, she would promise to come to your house later and give you favors. Yeah, all of that was in the beggar section.
Yeah.
It was very complex, but it was highly organized, and it was a lot of illusion going down. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of trickery, bro. So, I mean, man, it's wild, bro. You know, it's, you see it on your everyday commercials. You see what I'm saying? It's like big-ass billboard signs and all of that type of shit. They've been having that. They had that shit going on in the 1200s, man. I mean, the format of life that they had going was something that was only like in that little section. When it came to Europe, the East with China and the Turks, and those empires with the trade routes and all of this other stuff. And I'm going to tell you, man, it's very interesting, man. It's real interesting how they got down, you know. Did you ever happen to watch that torture lecture that I did a while back?
Yeah, I watched that.
I sent you the whole one, though, huh?
Actually, no, I saw the one on YouTube.
Oh, man, just let me know, bro. I'll send you the whole one. It's 2 hours long. The one on YouTube is only an hour long.
Okay.
Yeah, bro, the torture lecture is 2 hours long. And then I'm going to be doing another lecture with the Kicked Out of Heaven for this one, the volume one. because I think it's pertinent. I want to talk about that weather shit on film, and I want to talk about the weather. I want to talk about the lead up to the environment conditions, the prostitution, the diet that they had. You won't run into the diet until the part, until you get into part three.
Okay.
Yeah, you won't run into the food and the, I mean, so the style that it's written in, bro, can you handle it, man? Is it too much, bro? Is it too light?
Yeah, I can handle it. I can handle it.
Because one of my people said it was just, like, heavy on the head. Because it was just, like, fact after fact. He's like, bro, people can't do this, bro. Because I'm just hitting you with hardcore facts, and then I'm giving you my synopsis behind it of what I see out of the whole situation, which, you know, I only hope can help you collect or formulate some thought on what's going on. Because, so you ran it, you went past the first prostitution section, right?
Right.
What did you think about the shit that you read up in there, man?
That shit's going on today in my eyes. That prostitution, yeah.
But walking around butt naked, nigga.
Man, I seen some hoes in D.C. naked as fuck.
Oh, well, yeah, D.C. gets down, but I'm saying they not walking down the street butt naked, bro. Trust me. These motherfuckers had different tactics. You saw that shit, but it was... Well, I could have went in on that. I could have went in. But I had so much information on how prostitution was mandated to be everyday activity in the society. And that's what I was really leaning on to show, is that it was mandated, it was enjoyed, it was enforced, the women had no say. On no level. And when you run into part four in the book, that's where you'll run into all the gang raping that the little boys were allowed to do. You know, it was situations like, if you were to leave out of town for a month or whatever, leave out of town to go work, as soon as you left, your neighbors would come to your house and take your woman, and it's time to have fun. and they would leave her money for her troubles. Yeah. They'll sprinkle a little change on her, but they will have that ass. And there was cases where boys would go to the houses and take the girl out and take her to a whole nother house and lock her up in that house.
Mm.
And let her be there for 3-4 days while all the boys come in and out. Yeah, bro, like, this was commonplace in Florence, Italy. You know, it was in Dijon, France, too. But, yeah, it's going down in a lot of places, man, all throughout Europe. And that's what the numbers are really stating, and that's what I was putting in there. Because the brothels were actually set up like jailhouses for bad girls or bratty women, you know. And it's kind of funny because I was studying some other stuff today, and I ran into the lobotomy practices of early America and how that attitude is immediately related with the branks and the skulls brittle that they put on the scolding women, the hags, okay? The viragos is what they call them. The queens is what they call them. You know, they had a bunch of names. They had a bunch of names for everything, you know? Just like today, everything has multiple names to it, you know? So... the lobotomy was directly, it shows the same attitude as the Brinks thing, man. And the brothels was jails for the bad girls. The bathhouses was usually where the young pretty girls were at, but even the bathhouse conditions. You read about that?
The bathhouse conditions?
Yeah, no, the first bathhouse that was created out there.
No, I didn't get to that part.
You skipped over it. I think it was, where did I put the bath? Yeah, the bathhouses is in the environment. That's right after the weather section.
Oh,
yeah,
the
bathhouses.
Yeah, the living conditions.
Yeah, that's in the living conditions, right?
Yeah,
with the hammam, the Muslims taught them how to build the hammam bathhouse.
Yeah, taught them how to wash their ass.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that's kind of crazy. I mean, there's a lot of elements, man, on why the Caucasian will always look at the black race as God and the devil for a lot of reasons. And I think the root reason on why they look at us as devil is because I just found out that, you know, the Muslims are the one that gave them the Great Plague.
Really?
Yeah, bro. And that's really dangerous. The Black Death. We got to understand that the Black Death in 1347, man, took out 25 million motherfuckers, man. And that's not just only in Europe, man. That's also in North Africa. That's in China. And that's also in Turkey. I mean, in the underneath the Turkish Empire, the Ottoman Empire of those times. Okay. And it was at the end of a war at the city of Ganalese. And the Turks, when the Muslims were leaving and they had shut down the Muslims were dying of the plague as they were marching to go to war with the Christians. And by the time they got to the gate, they didn't have enough men to go to war and everybody was dying and sick. So after the ones that were still alive started leaving, they started flinging bodies over the walls. You know? And when they flung these bodies over the walls, man, you got to understand that now, and other plagues have been documented before this event. But this event in the Caucasian psyche is the marker of a long, you got to understand, man, the plague showed up sporadically in different styles, underneath different diseases for a consistent 300, 400 years, bro. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? We have to understand that the first, there was a three-step process when you're dying of the Black Plague, of the plague. There's a three-step process. Your body starts feeling like it's being stuck with safety pins, and then secondly, you start getting these big buber bumps. It's about the size of apples. And then your body turns black and you start decomposing while you're alive. Your flesh starts to decompose and your body starts to rot while you are alive. So this gives us more of a definition on horror movie imagery. When we see the rotting body moving and the, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All stuff, yeah, bro, this stuff is heavy. So the body turns black while they're still alive. So, and then this isn't just the Black Death that did this. The typhus disease also turned them black. Ergotism also turned them black. Rotten food from famines and bad weather turned them black. Everything associated with black, it was built in the Caucasian mind before slavery even occurred, that it was associated with death. And here's the great mystery about human existence. We have no body for God, and we have no body for the devil, but we do have a body that symbolizes death. It is death that you meet before God or the devil. Blackness, which is the unknown, which death is also unknown, as the time it strikes is unknown, and your cause of when you go and how you go is unknown. Black is the symbol of death. In the Caucasian mind, will be and always will be. When we go deeper into it, we go into the folklore of other cultures, Japanese, Chinese, I've seen black devils painted in both in their literature and ancient material. I've seen that also in other locations as well. But that is the fact. And metaphysically, the black race is that dead carcass that the other races eat off of. Because this is a cannibalistic planet, you must understand. That everybody eats off of everybody. You suck on the titty milk as soon as you are born. Okay? You get your style of clothing from other people. You pick up words from other people. Everything you do is of a cannibalistic nature. And we have to understand that in the business mind and socially, everybody feels powerful. The human paradigm, humans feel powerful when they can abuse. So, when we look at the world as the multitude of different races being compacted into one individual or even two individuals for male and female representation, so I'm saying every race is only two people, okay? They all need somebody to beat up, and they beat us up because we are the dead carcass that doesn't respond. Okay. And that's what it is. We were born through the status of African American in America, whether you like it or not, that's who we are, to be in that status and position. You have to understand that the mythology system and the occult system that the Caucasians work by, whether they know it or consciously know it right now, which some of them consciously know it, but I do believe the majority probably don't. They work by a system that's embedded in them for over 1,000 years of activity that nobody knows. And this same mentality system is what created the Negro out of slavery. And they've compacted the Negro to be in a specific position, and that is the dead carcass. We are the walking undead, basically, bro. I mean, it's crazy. We're the vampire. We're the werewolf. Just to be completely, I'm going to document it in the volume two, but the origin of lycanthropy is in Africa, you know? So there's a lot of stuff going on, man, that I'm starting to understand, and it's a little bit deeper than anybody wants to accept. And this may be an unconscious reason on why black people just do not want to research the people they complain about. I don't understand that part.
Damn, that's true, man.
Yeah, and no, it's a scary position, bro. It's really scary, dog. It's scary, dog. And that's all I can really say about it, bro. It's scary. It is the black body. We are the black body. We are the carcass. It goes down on so many different levels. Like you just said, you got prostitutes in your hood. You also have fiends. A fiend is a form of ghost in ancient and medieval occultism. Okay?
Okay.
You got the Sprite cans laying everywhere in the hood. You got the spirit. Okay? You got the pimp. The pimp is the beggar. Okay? You have the beggars in the hood. Okay? Like, that's why Caucasians don't be allowing that shit around their neighborhoods, all that beggar shit.
Yeah,
there's a certain type of energy that's all around that type of shit, bro. Like, man, I could go in further, man. The dogs, dead bodies. I mean, like I've already stated before, people gonna start showing up dead around the corner. I mean, like, dead bodies in the street are gonna be commonplace here in a minute. You know, the lead poisoning. That's another. People don't know the level of disease that's coming. And I'm being so serious about that. I'm going to put out a forewarning right now. If you got a wifey or whatever, and you better lock it down. Because the diseases that's about to hit the corner, brother, no. Niggas don't know there's like eight to ten different types of syphilis, bro. There's forms of syphilis, bro, that can make your head look like a watermelon, a cantaloupe, and a fucking pumpkin all at one time, bro.
What the fuck?
Bro, I got drawings of this shit, bro. I'm not bullshitting you. There's diseases, bro. There are some diseases out here that'll rot off all your fingers. The Saint Rose disease rot off all your fucking fingers. And you got big ass fucking piles of fucking, I'm talking about big ass pus bumps sticking off your body at least 6 to 7 inches. You know, your whole jaw rot off. Your eyeball turns into a fucking baseball, bro. And we're talking about softball baseball size. We ain't talking about small baseball. We're talking about big softball.
Damn.
Okay. I'm telling you, bro, I got more than one dry. Yo, nah, niggas don't know me. I mean, you'll see it by you, too. All that shit's in volume, too. Because I got to show you. See, the volume, too, going to be the insanity, the mania, and the plagues is going to be the first. And then I got to show you how all of that mentality is what created the church mentality, how they incorporated the sickness into the church, which also battled and destroyed the witchcraft only to burn its degrees inside the church. Like, the church ate up. It was like a hungry hippo type scenario. You know, the church ate up all the witchcraft, but when you eat something up, it's inside of you. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I got to talk about all that. And then I got to talk about the higher levels of the it's all witchcraft. It's all witchcraft. And then I'm going to be talking about the straight witchcraft at the end. And the witchcraft is going to be all of that shit, bro. Vampires, werewolves, the wood woses. The wood woses are the wild men. The wild men, in today's mind, would be our Bigfoot or the Sasquatch.
Right.
The wild men been operating with the fucking Europeans since fucking ancient times, nigga. Like, yo, I'm gonna say y'all niggas. This shit ain't, bro. They got this picture like this American shit started yesterday. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, bro, this shit is real sick made, man. And, you know, I like talking about the volume 2, man, because, man, that's, because I was so astounded, man. I would have never thought in my motherfucking mind. You know, they was over here with the baby fat and dancing around in the blood and dancing around with pig heads on and shit. Like, people talk it, but I don't like it. I've heard scholars mention certain things, but I don't like to hear nobody just running their mouth. I need to see the real, my dog. And I'm about to bring so much information to you that predates slavery and the Spanish Inquisition. It's almost going to make it seem as if, you know what, I'm going to put it to you like this. I got so much data on monsters that I have to research. I have to do a whole different look when I research information dealing with slavery and what happened when the boys showed up on the coast of Africa, bro. And when they showed up in the on the coast of the Spanish country, with the Incas and the Aztecs and all of that, because I got so much data that it makes it look like they had monsters on the ship with them. And I know, you may think I sound like a fool now, but I'm looking at the books, bro, and these books are written by Catholic priests, you know, that were sitting on top of the Vatican. And they were researching the old documents written in old Latin and written in old Greek. Okay? This is serious shit. And I got it in more than one book by more than one scholar from different backgrounds, you know? So, even though they do reference the canons, you have to understand that within specific subjects, you're always going to have, you know, the head honcho material that is the leader, especially for the New Age and the time period that we're dealing with, when you're dealing with ancient material. But I'm going to tell you straight up, when it comes to Africa and when it comes to the Mexico and when they showed up and did all that slaughtering, with the numbers of the slaughtering that is documented, which was done in the hundreds of thousands, supposedly, and even millions when you talk about Native American and all of that, you know, and in the African, of course, but they say that fell into the ocean. We don't specifically know. But I got enough documents that shows that it's a possibility they had monsters. And I'm going to tell you right on those ships with them when they showed up to the land. And I'm going to keep it short with you right now. They didn't have those big-ass walls on their cities for fucking humans. I'm going to tell you that right now. Okay? And for some reason, the walls disappeared. Okay, and I'm not going to, and for us to say that the walls disappear because we're all civilized now and there's technology, I think that's sort of foolish for us to say that, because I got too many documents about too much strange shit. And people don't know, in my spare time, I like to study the paranormal. Right. People don't know that. I flip through the paranormal because there's a lot of paranormal that is very real, you know, and yeah, bro. In the standard mind, they want to say, "Oh, paranormal is ghosts." No, that's just one form of paranormal. There's a lot of different paranormals. You know, like human combustion. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of paranormals when it comes to specific cities. Like there's a whole city in Brazil that produces nothing but fucking twins. Every woman in the city has twins. That's paranormal. We gotta study this shit. What the fuck going on? And then you got another city in Alaska. They made a whole movie about the city. I think it's called The Fourth Kind. You know, and that had a Sumerian mother. And that shit has, that's facts behind that shit. Because that movie, The Fourth Kind, is based on that. You know, and the reason why I go here sometimes is because niggas don't expand their mind far enough, B. And when they do, they fall into these holes of Alice in Wonderland shit, man. It's not real, man. You know? The fantasy world is not good. It is always good to have some artifact behind what the fuck you're talking about. You see what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
You see, and that's why I did Kicked Out of Heaven with 163 pictures. I'm going to study 1,000 years, 700 to 1,700, for you to know that I know what the fuck I'm talking about, since I don't have a degree to do this. I'm going to prove it with photography. It's simple. There's paintings here. You see what I'm saying? There's graphs that can be used. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and talk no fifth dimension bullshit, man. You know, feed anybody gas, and there's no literal, there's nothing tangible, you know, behind it. We got to stay basis. And I think The whole conscious community thing is doing that to evade responsibility, bro. You know, I think a lot of black men are, you know, just trying their hardest to evade responsibility. But then at the same time, a lot of them are, nobody knows how to raise black males, that's including black women and black men. Nobody knows how to raise a black male in this paradigm. So we all sort of get thrown to the side. You know. And that ends up being the roundup. So when it comes to me, I'm gonna keep on putting these books out, man. We got Kicked Out of Heaven here, man. How you liking it so far, though, man?
Man, I like it a lot.
All right.
Like,
so,
as soon as I'll be honest, man, as soon as I saw the cover, like, it just struck a, you know, it just struck a chord in me, like, because I'm really interested in this type of, you know, information and knowledge.
Yeah, man, go ahead, man. If you want to say some more, man, go ahead.
No, that was it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's it, man. If, anybody else on the line, if you got anything you want to say, man, you press the number real quick. I'll let you in before I shut down the show. Okay, I guess that's about it. All right, well, let me play a track, man, and we're going to get up out of here. This track is on the Onyx Tablet coming up. We got the lecture on the Kicked Out of Heaven coming up. The Black Man's Bible is about to be re-released, and it's extended a little bit. And then I'm also going to be having the audio book for it. That's online as well. So you can check me out at theblackmansbible.com, kickedoutofheaven.com, theegod720.com. And I also appreciate those out there shopping on my woman's jewelry, thepreciousaura.com. Okay? So, yeah, let me play this track, man, and we're going to close it out for the night.
This the realest fucking shit I'll ever say in my life. This the realest fucking shit you'll ever hear on the mic. Better be quicker than life or get 25 to life. If your moves ain't precise, start singing for Christ. But Jesus won't feed us if a nigga about to starve. Been singing the same song in front and behind them bars. Under my feet is the lava, above my head the stars. Where the fuck is heaven? Heaven, I'm compelled with lessons. Like the shells in my weapon, I repel the stressing. I inhale the session as I'm dollar reflecting. Just a scholar inspecting every movement and function. Gentlemen, sipping Louis 14 over discussion. And the funds that I'm trusting make my guns start busting over financial concussions. A hoe with self-destruction without a pin's instructions. I'm talking with some blue eyes while I'm at the luncheon. Them cheeks start blushing, every penny start rushing. I gotta love the sound of your roaches I be crushing. This is royal flushing, I will see you on your bluffing. Niggas take the way I move, maneuver like it's nothing. Go ahead and grab your bitch, I got the keys to your cuffing. So please keep your respect, no need for the cussing. If I gotta teach you manage, you'll end up on the camera. You will be a prime example, put the boy on the banner. Yeah, you goons are fucking goons, illiterate with no grammar. Nigga, if it's not Godfather, why even bother? Work smarter, not harder, or end up as a martyr. I am married to this game, I clock and doze in a garter belt. And that's why it's harder felt, and going broke will make any real nigga start to melt. Can't mess up the velvet, I can't mess up the leather. Smoke a blunt of this West Coast, and I get it together. Study banks and stocks to get some game on my cheddar. Then I study wars to prepare for any contenders. Just a real nigga trying to make my life better. That's an everyday job. Being happy's a mission. addiction and crackers making it hard. Is the Negro a beast or is the image of God? Did slave blood taste like honey when they back got flogged? We was treated like dogs, niggas singing the blues, dancing in tap shoes. Now I tap on the shoulder of my chauffeur. I don't even gotta speak, he knows where to pull over. Money makes the summer colder, keeps the winter warm. Thoughts come from darkness, so when you speak is born. My core I feel like the Lord with a crown of thorns. Hell have no fury, just like a woman's scorn. That's why they keep their legs open till they pussy torn. Never kick the hornet's nest, cause the stinker swarm. I'm all the gods combined to run a physical form. Bitch, nigga. Yeah. That's the guy at 720 for you.